You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I had a pet cat for about 7 months now.
Oh.
I mean, technically, he's not mine.
What?
He lives four apartment units over, but he likes it at my place so much better that he spends most nights here.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried doing that in high school.
Staying at somebody else's house.
Yeah, spent most nights at my best friend's house, hoping that they would just make me my own room and would adopt me. Didn't work out that way. No.
Oh, bummer.
My parents still wanted me for some reason. But one of our listeners also wants to confess something to us today. He's chosen to go by Bruce as his fake name. So let's talk to him. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I mean, the question is, how are you?
I'm good. Heavy heart, though. I got a heavy heart today.
Doesn't sound like it.
Uh-oh.
Heavy heart.
It is the smiliest heavy heart I've ever heard, even with the voice changer.
Yeah, it's a little confusing with that going on, but the voice changer is activated. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Okay. So I used to live in, like, this really crappy apartment. I mean, it was worse. Yeah. Roaches, mold, everything under the sun.
Oh.
But they had, like, maintenance. They would kind of show up if you put in these service requests. And
I like how he says kind of show up, because that's really how it is. Like, we were here.
Well, legally, they have to keep things running, right? So if your fridge breaks, they go, well, we got the light to work.
There's a lot of loopholes, though, that they can get away with.
Yeah.
I've had lights in my house that have not worked the entire time I've lived
there. This is how we've all lived in crappy places.
They showed up and they looked at it. Yeah. They're like, oh, okay, we'll look more into that for you.
That's exactly how it is.
Never reach back out.
And the thing is, you put in these service requests, but the maintenance, when they came, they would, like, track mud on the floor. They'd leave stuff behind. They were a hot mess.
Sounds like living with children.
Yeah.
So around Christmas time, they did this special email that they sent out. And it was like, what would you want, or what would you want done, and so on and so forth. Things along that line.
Oh, man.
Like, to the complex.
Yeah, opening a can of worms with that email, aren't they?
You're like, running water, please.
Well, let me write an 8-page dissertation.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, here's my shot. I was just like, I don't even care anymore. I'm over this place. I'm over them. So I just put all this, like, stupid stuff on the request as my reply. And it was like, an all-expense trip to Europe.
Now you're just sarcastic.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I mean, I put a $500 Target gift card with eggnog.
Dang, bro.
It is Christmas.
That would be awesome.
It's really funny.
Best Christmas ever.
I mean, obviously, they're going to read that and know that you're kind of fed up with them, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, I even put a new microwave with $1,000 stuffed inside of it.
That would be a great Christmas present.
That's funny.
So I was like, okay, I'm getting off my chest, whatever. I sent it off, totally forgot about it.
Right.
And then a couple weeks later, I get this note saying that I'm getting something off my wish list.
What?
No way.
Wait.
But I assumed that it was like a generic email that he sent out to everyone.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. If you're sending out to like 400 residents in your apartment building, you just, mass send
and
out.
And then like, everyone will open it.
Yeah.
We got you new doormats.
Yeah.
Right. Just like you wanted.
And with our name on it.
Yeah.
They get to your wish list items. They're like, oh, crap, what have we done?
Yeah.
Did anything come of that?
So I went back to my normal life, whatever. And then one day I come home and it's like this neatly wrapped box on my coffee table.
Oh.
What?
Wait, inside your apartment?
Yes. Ooh. So like maintenance, they must have come in or someone came in and they left this neatly wrapped box on my coffee table.
Oh, okay. You got a present?
Hey.
Yes, I got excited. I got to admit, I ripped it open and inside was a microwave.
No.
Shut up.
Oh.
Hey. The new microwave.
I know. So I was like, okay. Let me open up and see if there's some money inside.
Yeah.
Shut up. You didn't actually think. Yeah.
But there was no money.
Yeah. Come on.
I hope you sued them.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet, though, that they actually, like, replaced your microwave in your unit.
Well, the problem is my microwave, that's like the one thing that did work in the unit. So I didn't need a microwave.
Oh, man, you really messed up that request.
It was for the joke.
Yeah, so I just put it in the closet. I mean, even though I was disappointed, I was like, okay, that was funny. They got me.
Yeah.
Sure.
So a couple weeks went by, and then one day I just needed to microwave some pizza. And I have, I have a built-in microwave in the unit. So I go inside my microwave, and there's 10 $100 bills.
Wait, what?
What?
There was $1,000?
Sitting in my microwave.
Wow. No way. Amazing.
You
bro.
Think your apartment complex gave you $1,000 cash?
Maybe they did it. Maybe someone intercepted my response. I don't know.
I wonder if this is like such a crappy place that they're truly like, look, we're about to get sued soon. We got to make these people happy.
Either that, yeah. I'm thinking the manager's in love with you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Either way, you don't question that. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You take the $1,000 and look up to the skies and say thank you.
And it was cash. It's untraceable, bro.
I don't know. There's something attached to it.
There's something sketchy
here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's from a drug
right.
deal, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the manager is cute, though. So maybe, I don't know, I flirted with her a couple times. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, now you're delusional, bro.
Did anyone ever come forward and say, hey, did you get the money? Did you...
No, nothing.
What the heck?
Did
you hear from any other residents? Did
Brooke,
they
stop trying to explain it away?
I
it's magic
know.
Money that appeared out of thin air.
That doesn't exist.
Yes,
Jeff.
It does.
No, I kept it quiet. I wasn't telling anybody.
Wow.
Oh my God. So you don't know if anybody else got anything?
No one will ever know.
I have no idea. No clue.
Whoa. What did you spend the money on?
A deposit on a new apartment.
Oh, you moved?
The next place.
They help you leave.
I put in my 30 days. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, money well spent.
Oh, my God.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. You got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.